What key factors and indicators should be paid attention to when considering the purchase of a practice?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's see, when you go into look at a practice, I mean, you've got to see where are there areas of growth potential. Okay, like we said, you want to know those numbers. So if the optical's 50%, that's great. But if it's lower, then what is happening? Is there a patient's walking out? Are patients not purchasing glasses? Are they buying glasses online? Has there been a new competitor that's opened up next to them, or is a doctor phasing out, not seeing a lot of patients because, you know, doctor's ready to retire and not working as hard? So that's important too. And so the doctor, when I bought the practice, was working about 5 days a week. And so what I did was I came in and I said, all right, I'm going to see if I can see these patients within 3 days a week, maybe 3.5 days a week, and be able to see these patients these days and have admin time for my staff to kind of clean up the mess from the day before when we saw 25 patients, and then also be able to have some admin time for myself to evaluate the business, but also if needed to, you know, still have my other office that I could fill in and work at and kind of have income funneled into 3 days instead of five. Because it also saves on net revenue too. You're not having staff just answering the phone and not generating revenue. So that's also important too. And the office manager kind of needs like an admin day to catch up and do that. So I think that's important as well. And the other thing too is a lot of doctors don't utilize enough, but staff is very good and competent. Most of the stuff, the technical stuff like visual field, OCTs, things like that, those can be done on an off schedule basis. Like you have your schedule and then the office manager or the tech or has their own schedule too, just to see these patients, the visual fields, which you can evaluate and see and see in between. So working efficiently is super important in generating revenue, but also how you run a practice and how a practice might have been in the past and how you can make those changes to implement good practices and good revenue.